Hello guys, welcome to this new podcast episode. I hope you all are doing great. Today, it's time to get a deep and chilling dive in our easy but scoring subject of economics. Today, we are going to discuss our first chapter, that is development. It's literally a very easy chapter, but it is interesting too. I'm pretty sure that you'll get to know a lot of principalities that you didn't know before. So, just sit back, plug in your headphones, and let's get our hands dirty with this chapter. Okay, so before starting, let me tell you that we are going to discuss this chapter in two episodes. And in this episode, we are going to ask and answer the very fundamental questions and concepts related to our chapter. And these are namely, what is development? Why do different people have different goals? Is income and financial growth the only way to measure development? And the last, but not the least, we are going to discuss about the two main pillars of comparing two different nations and state on the basis of development. Great. So before moving ahead with our first topic, what is development? Before getting the perfect definition of it, let's say some practical examples of it. So, when I say that computers are growing in huge amount in terms of services, goals, UI, UX, that is also development. We can count that development is happening in almost every field. Okay, so humans are building huge skyscrapers in just no time. That is development. The complex and severe surgeries are taking place so precisely and smoothly with the help of artificial intelligence made by humans. That can also be called as development. Here we can observe that the growth in any particular section is nothing but development. And this is what the raw meaning of our definition states. Development is defined as it is nothing but an aspect of growth. That is, to reach from a premature state to a more mature state in terms of liberty, equality, security, better living standards, health status, poverty, etc., etc. Here we got to know the exact meaning of development. Now, if I ask you what are your goals for development, and in the same way, I want you to ask your goals to develop the goals of development to your friend or to your family members. Now, here you can just compare your data that you have got, and most likely you can find that all the goals and data you have got are different. So different people have different goals in terms of development. Sometimes there may be arising conflicts between individuals and groups in terms of development, as the goal of a person may not be the goal of another person. For understanding these statements more clearly, let's have an example. An industrialist always wants more electricity for manufacturing more good and developing his industry. This will directly demand for more construction of dams, and all this process will adversely affect the people that have been living near the particular river where the dam has to be constructed. That's the reason we say that different people have different goals, and a goal of a specific person may not be the goal of another person. Great. Now what do you think that which is the most important thing for development? Do you think health, infrastructure, security, equality? But for achieving all these things, the very fundamental thing that we need is a good income. That is why we say that income is the most important component of development, and we can also say that the most important goal of an individual is to earn a very better income. Now the very open-minded thinkers amongst you will ask that is income the only thing that we need for development, or is income the only thing that development is concerned with? Then the answer is no. Income is the most important thing that is needed, but it is not everything. There are many other factors on which an individual's goal may depend on, like pollution-free environment, life with dignity, cleanliness, reaching materialistic needs, equitable distribution of resources sustainably, and the list just goes on. Great. Now with our understanding of development from different aspects, it's time to understand what is national development. So here we know that in a nation, different people have different goals. So national development refers to the achievement of goals of mass people of a nation. In other words, we can just simplify it like national development is to develop a notion in the conscience of all the citizens in terms of opportunity, equality, education, health, etc., etc. Now here we have covered a lot of fundamentals related to our chapter. Now it's time to get our hands in the last topic of today's episode, that is, how to compare different countries or states. to compare two different countries or states, national income and per capita income are two most important pillars. First, let's try to understand what is national income and how does the comparison of national income is done. So, national income refers to the income earned by the residents of the country over a period of time. Countries with higher national income are considered as developed countries. Just for example, if we have USA, Germany, etc., etc. However, national income may not be a true indicator to compare different countries because of the population factor. To overcome this drawback, per capita income is a concept which is introduced, and it itself is a better indicator to compare different nations. Now the question arises that if comparison through per capita income is a better indicator than national income, then what is it? So, total income of a country, when the total income of a country is divided by the total population of country, then we get per capita income. But friends, let me tell you that it also has a drawback that it does not consider the economic disparity of a nation. So this is a very important point. As per the World Development Report published by World Bank, countries with per capita income of US$12,056 per annum and above in 2016 are called the rich countries. The rich countries, excluding the countries of Middle East and certain other small countries, are generally called the developed countries. So we can easily derive that as per the World Development Report, there is a specific amount that is US$12,056 per annum. Then if the countries are having that and that much of amount in the specific year, then we can call them as rich countries. And rich countries are nothing but developed countries. Then if these are rich countries, then are there any kind of poor countries? No. These are not called the poor countries, but the countries with the per capita income of US$955 are less are termed as low income countries. Rich countries are generally called the developed countries, while the countries which have less income are called as low income countries. Now you might also have a question that where does India fall? So India comes in the category of low middle income countries, because its per capita income in 2006-17 was just US$1,820 per annum. Hush, that is it for today guys. We covered a lot of fundamentals of our chapter. Namely, we covered what is development, what is national income, why do different people have different goals, and at the last, we covered that what are the two main criterias where different countries or different states are compared on the basis of development. In the next episode, we will be covering the rest of the chapter, and when you just listen these two episodes, practice your questions and read your NCERT, you are just full-fledged for this chapter. So till the next episode releases, take care, over and out.